Hey guys, and welcome back for yet another episode of Quick Dev. Again, the theme here is trying to save you the developer time. So how many times have we as developers tried to build something or spent a lot of time debugging something and figured out that there's the tool or the platform or the service out there that already does it and people could have solved our problem in minutes? So that's what we're really here to solve. And we're kind of talking about a mobile backend now. So if you think about a mobile application, storing data behind the scenes, doing push notifications, stuff like that. And we're going to talk a little bit about Parse. And so we'll talk about what that is, how it kind of relates back to Azure. And I brought in another guest. We've actually got a line of guests lined up to do some different talks, so I get to sit back and relax. And we've got Amanda Lange here from Philadelphia. So if you want to do a quick intro.
Hi, everybody. I'm Amanda. I live in the Philadelphia area. I went to Bowling Green State, Ohio, and Michigan State University, and I have studied digital media and art and game development. I've done a lot of game dev in my time. I've done a little bit of mobile dev, and I'm here today to talk to you about some mobile dev stuff on Microsoft Azure.
Awesome. So I think I mentioned this earlier. We're talking about Parse. So Parse is a mobile backend, and we'll talk about it with Azure. And kind of an interesting note, I had never used Parse, but had enough people talk about it that I signed up for it. And then Parse made the announcement that they were deprecating the service, right, getting rid of it. And any existing users could use the service through sometime in 2017. Does that sound something like
yeah.
that?
Right. They're finishing up in January is their like official shutdown.
Okay.
But they have a timeline for people that want to migrate their app, which I'll talk about. But it's April 28th. By April 28th, so really, really soon, they want you to migrate your – this morning it's the 20th. They want you to migrate your data by then. And then by July, they hope that everybody's going to have their servers up and running.
Right. And they've really gone out of their way to make sure that people are supported, right, because they've open sourced their server, which is why we're going to be able to do it on Azure. And kind of a funny story, I was actually doing an online Android course after the Parse announcement was made, and part of that curriculum was using Parse. So I, after Parse made its announcement, used Parse for the first time. Really, really enjoyed it, so really excited to see this being kind of supported in Azure, and I guess we'll just go ahead and dive in now.
Sure. So, and some of the advantages of Parse are similar to some of the advantages of Azure, which in Microsoft Azure, we also have a mobile services platform. And people have said, well, I don't want to build out an entire virtual machine and have to maintain that entire virtual machine. I just want a backend for my mobile app, right? And that's the kind of simplicity that you're getting with these, you know, the service is that you can build the server and it does what it needs to do and not a whole lot extra. You said there were some other cool advantages to using Parse for Android. What did you run into?
Yeah, I think, first of all, the SDK is really, really consistent. So using the SDK, just interacting with the tables and stuff like that, I thought was really easy, comparable to what mobile services has. And we've actually done a previous episode on mobile services with Xamarin, so this will be kind of a nice tie-in. In addition to that, they've got they give you a user table, and they give you login, logout, sign up functionality, which in mobile apps you only get through authentication providers, so Google, Facebook, Twitter, and Microsoft, as well as Azure Active Directory. So this one with Parse, you can kind of roll your own new database, and they take care of that stuff for you, which I found to be fantastic. They also a couple of other things like files being implemented. So if you wanted to do files with Azure, you'd use Blob Storage and connect Blob Storage with mobile apps. You can actually store files directly in a Parse table, as well as like geolocation points and stuff like that. So those are just a couple of things that played into it. But I think the best thing would just be to kind of dive in and take a look at kind of the migration path, and then we'll kind of talk through that as well.
Absolutely. So do you want to move on to the demo?
Yeah, let's go ahead and jump in. Cool. So Amanda, it looks like you've got up the Parse homepage. So I guess we'll just start there and we'll kind of talk through the migration path and talk about Azure as well.
Absolutely. So what I've got started here is just if you go to parse.com, you're going to see that they have already got this set up with this convenient little click to migrate your existing app and then to view it on GitHub. Because as you said, this is now open source. So if you already happen to be signed up with Parse, you're going to be familiar with, you know, their dashboard and everything. We're not going to worry about that today. We're just going to go ahead and go directly to the migration path. And if you click on the migration path, it's going to bring up this migrating an existing Parse app on GitHub. Now, those deadlines that I mentioned earlier, April 28th and July 28th, those would be your deadlines to move. It's not that your data will disappear on the in April if you're getting this video a little bit late. There's just a little link here for what happens if I don't migrate my data. And basically, they're just going to deprioritize your data at that time and okay. work on other people. So that's just the deadline for that. And then you can see that there's a pretty straightforward, it goes on for quite a while, so you know we won't be actually going through the whole process today, but it talk about like how to migrate your data to the self-hosted database. And all the database itself is going to be open source stuff. You can use MongoDB in Azure. We're going to be using DocumentDB, and I've got another link for that here, which is the DocumentDB link. And I can give you the information on how to get to this link itself. It's going to be linked from the instructions, but here's where the actual information is actually at and for then, the migration.
Okay. And DocumentDB, just for those who are out there, is kind of like a managed MongoDB service in Azure. Is that kind of sum that up for people out there? Okay.
Yeah. Perfect. So it's similar to MongoDB, but it's managed with Azure. Okay. Because we understand that people are interested in this migration, we have this introductory offer available till June 1st, where you can get a free MongoDB for your Parse migration.
Okay, perfect. So
that's a nice little Azure feature. Now, for people who aren't, I'm going to go ahead and jump into Azure real quick and just show you what it looks like when you're set up. People who aren't necessarily familiar with Microsoft Azure, and I know a lot of people, if you're maybe coming from the Android or iOS world, you might not have seen this before, but you know your apps are still supported here. So you can actually go in here. You can see that I've got a server running. It's just a demo server right now, so it's not grabbing the errors. But you can see that it's working. It's got the URL, and then you've got your information about the application. So all of the information that you need to get started, you're going to need to do a little bit of configuration. So if you click on like application settings, you're going to see some values for your connection strings. There we go. And I know I'm showing you my real connection strings, but that's okay because this won't be running most of the time. This is just to show this off. So
like, yeah, I'm sure we can blur those out post-production.
Well, they're cut off a little bit too, but this is where you're going to find those connection strings that you need, your keys, your database URI, because you're going to need these to actually do your migration. So they're going to live here, application settings. And to actually get started creating this server, it's so simple. You just click on New up in the corner here, and then I'm just going to search for Parse. And you see that there's Parse Server, and then there's also Parse Server on Managed Azure Services, and that's actually the one you want for your free DocDB. See, it's even got a little Parse logo. So if you click on that, that's the way to get started with it. And you can click on that and get yourself moving. And that's going to show you all the things it's going to create. And it even has, you know, some documentation for, hey, I want to figure out what the deal is with this DocumentDB and notification hubs. Or like you said, if you have file storage and you're going to need file storage for your app, that Azure Storage useful link right there will give you an introduction to our blob storage process.
And so, Amanda, really quickly, this, what you're setting up right now, was not available 2 or 3 months ago, right?
This is brand new.
Yeah, so that's kind of the really cool thing here is that, you know, Parse made its announcement about kind of shutting down the servers eventually, and we, Microsoft, the Azure team, a couple of days, maybe within the next week, made their announcements that, you know, hey, you can support everything that you were doing in Azure, and then a couple of weeks later really came out with this fully managed service, which I think is just fantastic. Even knowing that we have a competing technology with mobile apps, right? We support the developers, and if they're using other stuff, they can do it in Azure.
One of the things we just wanted to do is, hey, a lot of people are using this service. How can we rescue them and support them in some way, you know, to have this running? So we just went ahead and on here. Now, if you go to the configuration for the migration, you're going to see a lot of links here. And there's even a series of, what you're going to end up doing is setting up a local server at first just to test the process. You can go straight to Azure, but it can help to set up locally. If you're brave enough to go straight to Azure and you really want to go fast, if you go to this parse server here, and you're going to see there's example applications that you can actually push to parse just to test it before you, because obviously you don't want to just immediately push your live app without any testing. So you do want to do some kind of test and make sure that you push. So we have this deploy to Azure button, and the deploy to Azure button will deploy that test app. And I love the deploy to Azure button. It's so cool. So it'll actually just create a new, and it'll give you like a dummy name and everything. So you can test this out and just do it yourself to see how it'll work. I'm in the East. So I'm going to pick East US here. And you can just sort of say your app name, you know, whatever it is.
Right. It'll give you pretty generic stuff to start off with.
Uh-huh. And then you can change it. You can change it around. So you can actually set it up. And then you can once you're set up and ready to go, that'll deploy the sample app. And it'll let you just go straight to Azure with it, which is pretty cool. So,
customize that a bit. So
yeah, customize a little bit. But
one question about parse server behind the scenes. Parse server is it's a Node application, right? So it's using Node and Express and then MongoDB. I don't know if there's Angular involved or not, but probably not since that's front end. But basically talking like mean stack, yeah. Right? For people,
right.
For developers out there. That's basically the behind the scenes, what it's really built on. And that's why if people are taking a look at the screen, your new parse server is actually running as a web application, right? So
right.
This is one of the things with app services that web apps, mobile apps, all that kind of stuff, they realize that they were very similar in kind of the technologies that they use. So they get kind of tied together, and web apps is really what a lot of things run in.
That's correct. So when you go into Microsoft Azure, you're going to notice that almost everything has a URL, even if it's a mobile application. And that's because we think of web apps as an app, not just as a website. They used to call them
right.
Websites, now they call them web apps. So it's all based around this this you know JS platform at the end, somewhere in the back, right? So and all of that can be visited from the web. You can create a web application. Or you can, you know, just use it as a backend for your mobile app, but it's still going to have that web URI.
Yeah, cool.
Yep. I think that about shows off everything. You're going to want to check out the code to actually migrate when you get to this point portion and then test your app. But this is going to be the button to hit, and you're going to be able to push your app too. So if I get my connection string that I've got living over here. And then, you know, grab these connection strings. Then I can actually use these to connect to the database and hopefully maybe even deploy, although it might be a little bit slow.
Yeah, so, that may or may not take maybe seconds longer, maybe a minute or two longer than we're expecting, but we'll go ahead and give it a try here.
Yeah, we'll just snag that deployment, and it's going to deploy.
And this is basically doing like a push almost, like or making a connection between that GitHub open source parse repo and just kind of pushing those files to our web app, right? Creating a web app and pushing those files in is basically what's happening.
Yep, and it's going to take a few minutes while it does all this, like creating website, et cetera. But you can see how quick and easy that was with that little button.
yeah, it's hard to argue when you just have one button to click.
right. So if of course, this is the demo app, but if it's your app, you know, you walk through the process of migrating your database, and then it sets up with a little button. So hopefully you'll have as easy a time. Just give it a try. And if you're using Parse right now, you're going to need a solution to move it because they're going to be shutting down soon. So whatever you choose, good luck, and hopefully this is a helpful resource for you. If you have questions, my Twitter as well is going to be, I think, linked on this or some way to contact me. So hit one of us up, and you know we'll figure it out together.
Yeah, and I would love to hear feedback from people out there that if you've used maybe a comparable technology, and you've used Parse, how it compares, what are the benefits. Again, some of the things that jumped out to me in doing mobile apps versus Parse is Parse had, you know, like the roll your own user base, right? So you can do your own signups and logins and stuff like that versus Azure really focuses on those authentication providers or Azure mobile apps, mobile services.
Which is still good because a lot of times people do want to just log in with their Facebook and they don't want to create a new account.
Yeah.
But then if people do want to create like a burner account for your app, a totally new account, you can have both of those things now.
Yeah, so it's kind of, you know, you get a benefit of either one, right? So it's definitely nice from a consumer and from a developer perspective to be able to log in with your existing accounts, right? Because then there's less configuration I have to do. But also less that users have to do. They just click a button, they get authenticated through Facebook, whatever it is. And then the file storage I thought was really nice, because again, doing file storage with mobile apps, you would have to connect to a blob storage, store your files, and then basically save the links to those files in your mobile services table. And then the documentation I thought was really fantastic with Parse. So Android was a completely new platform for me as I was going through this course. And was using Parse, which was completely new as well. And the documentation, I thought, just the sample code that they give you seemed to be really spot on with what you would actually use in things that you were building. So I really enjoyed that.
Right. And again, all that sample code will link as well. It's just under this Parse platform, Parse server here. And that's going to show you not just all the code, but you're going to also be able to click through to get some sample apps and get through migration instructions as well if you're already using Parse.
Awesome. Yeah, they've done a fantastic job of making sure, you know, that people have options. I think part of that's been on the Microsoft side with Azure kind of supporting the managed services of Parse. And then also for Parse for providing the documentation, building the relationships with, you know, Azure and AWS and Google and Heroku and all the different cloud providers to make sure that people had an option, right, to continue to use their stuff and to continue to not have to completely build out a whole new thing, right? And it looks like we're still running, so we might...
Yeah, it's still going to be churning. This process takes a minute, but I just wanted to show kind of how to do it. That's why I sort of set that one server up ahead of time, just so you could see what it looked like inside the dashboard. But it's just going to take a minute. So I think we'll just let people, you know, do their own. Hopefully they can get it working this simply, and once it's all done and ready to go, you should have your demo app.
Yeah, definitely. So let's go ahead and let's come back to our webcams, and we'll just kind of wrap up, do a summary, and then maybe we'll think about, I'll maybe mention future videos where maybe we'll tie into some hands-on examples using Parse after it's been deployed, something like that. So maybe that'll be an option down the road. So actually, as soon as we switched over,
loading, it finished with the source control.
Yeah, the loading thing finished. Yep. So. All in all, the actual pressing the button to being fully deployed took a couple of minutes, right? So even though we didn't see that final step, it goes pretty fast.
Except for the part where it sets up the source control at the very end, it really takes less than 5 minutes total, I think, to do that actual setup. Once you've got your stuff actually migrated, the trickiest part is going to be migrating your personal database. So you just want to be sure that you follow the instructions that are on there. Since I have an empty database, it was a lot faster than it would have been.
Pretty quick to go. Yep.
Or I have a dummy database with like a little bit of sample data, but it's the actual database you have may be much larger. So that's going to be the bulk of your time spent carefully migrating that data. And again, you know, best practices, just don't do it with your live app first shot, right? Like do one of these little dummy ones, make sure you figure out the process and then go from there. Yep.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's should be pretty standard for developers out there. And if not, maybe that's a learning for you out there as well. Just don't go directly to live stuff, especially when you're doing a big migration. So cool. This is, you know, I'm personally really excited about, I got really excited about Parse. So then to see us kind of actively go out of our way to support managed Parse services, managed Parse server, along with all the other pieces. We saw the storage and document DB versus MongoDB and all the different things involved, notification hub, stuff like that. It's really cool to me. And this is something, you know, if you had a preference, if you've used both before, now you have the option to continue to use both and use them within the same portal, right, which is very cool.
Right.
So,
and we just sort of hope if you haven't tried Azure, give it a shot. You know, it's got a lot of good features as well for your mobile development. But you can use what you're comfortable with. You can experience some of the other stuff that's involved in the service, so you don't have to go too far out of your comfort zone.
Yeah. Well, cool. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I'm glad we took a second to actually see the deployment button. Not too much to see, right, because it's so simple, which is great. But I had yet to do that, so great. And then hopefully we'll maybe
love
we'll
love that
have...
deploy to Azure button. That's a great invention.
Yeah, it's hard to argue with it. But maybe we'll have like a hands-on using some of the SDK and just kind of interacting with it after it gets deployed. Later on, maybe that'll happen, maybe not. But we've definitely got some, I think, 3, 4, maybe 5 more kind of guest speakers lined up. So, again, I get to sit back and relax, which I'm really enjoying. But thank you again. Very excited about it. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me today.
Yeah, we'll look forward to more videos.